Welcome to Season 8, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how God is able to establish you. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. As Paul concluded his epistle to the Romans, he praised God for his ability to establish them. In Romans 16:25-27. This means that he was able to make them strong, complete, and equipped to follow him and to face the trials that exist in this life. Is God able to establish us in the same way today? And if so, how? Earlier in this letter, Paul expressed a desire to come to them in Rome. He says in Romans 1:11, "For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you that you may be established." What were these spiritual gifts that Paul would impart to them in order to establish them? These miraculous gifts of the Spirit are enumerated in the first letter to Corinth and included such gifts as knowledge, prophecy, and the ability to speak in tongues, 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. Do we need to have some miraculous spiritual gift in order to be established today? If so, then we're in a bit of trouble, because Paul said later that such miraculous gifts would be done away and replaced with the completed revelation in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 13, 8-10. This is what we need in order to establish us today, the Word of God. And in the text we're going to look at, Paul described the Word in several different ways, showing how it is able to establish us. So the passage we're going to look at is there in Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. "Now to him who is able to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen." Let us briefly consider what Paul said in this passage as it relates to how God is able to establish us today. First, Paul mentioned the gospel, God's ability to establish us according to my gospel. The word translated gospel means good news. This term alone, before we know what is in the gospel, announces a message that is beneficial to us. Well, what is it about this message that makes it good news? What solves a problem that we would otherwise be unable to solve? Man is enslaved to sin, and the gospel announces freedom from sin. Apart from God, man is lost and without direction. The gospel shows us the right path that we are to take. Paul also mentioned the preaching of Jesus Christ. Now, there are two ways we can look at this. Number one, the preaching about Jesus. And this is the foundation of the gospel, as Paul explained in 1 Corinthians 15, centered around the death and burial and resurrection of Christ. But the second way we can look at this is the preaching that has been done by Jesus, spreading the message that he taught while he was here on the earth. He came to testify to the truth, John 18:37. Peter rightly acknowledged that Jesus had the words of eternal life, John 6:68. Jesus, his work and his word, is the cornerstone in the foundation upon which we are built. Paul talked about that in Ephesians 2:20 and 21. He is the cornerstone in that foundation that is to exist for our lives. God is able to establish us through the preaching of Jesus Christ. Then the next thing that Paul mentioned in that passage is the revelation of the mystery. The word mystery denotes something that has been hidden. It refers to, in this passage, to what God has had hidden, but has chosen to reveal to man. It uses the same type of language in 1 Corinthians 2:7 and Ephesians 3:4. We are not established by what man has figured out on his own, but by what God has shown us. It may be that we wonder about things that are beyond the scope of God's revelation. And the Scriptures affirm that there are certain things that God reveals and other things he keeps hidden. The hidden things or the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us, Deuteronomy 29:29. But this does not mean that God's revelation is insufficient to establish us. Peter affirmed that God has revealed everything that we need in order to faithfully serve him in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. Also, we are established, as Paul said, by the scriptures of the prophets. The prophets were God's spokesmen, 2 Peter 1:21. They revealed the mystery that we just talked about. Part of speaking for God included the foretelling of certain events. This was done in order to produce faith. The Old Testament contained many prophecies about the coming Messiah. Paul wrote in Galatians 3:24, "Therefore the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith." When one examines the prophecies that are contained in the Old Testament and compares them with Jesus, then the conclusion that we are forced to accept is that Jesus was the Christ. He was the one who was prophesied about. He is the Son of God. So these prophecies help establish our faith while pointing us to Christ, through whom we are also established. Then Paul mentioned the commandment of the eternal God. Many want to think of the gospel only as good news, which is the meaning of the term, as we already talked about. But they want to think of it as only that, that is unconditional salvation by grace. However, Jesus plainly taught that his disciples were to follow his commandments, Matthew 28:20. Many who ridicule the notion that works are necessary for salvation will hold up the book of Romans with its message of justification by faith. Yet at the beginning and the end of this book, Paul declared that the preaching of the gospel was to lead to the obedience of faith, Romans 16:26, and also Romans 1 and verse 5. If obedience did not result, then that person's faith was dead, as James talked about in James 2:26. We are to obey the gospel. Without following the instructions God has revealed in his word, we will not be established. And the final thing Paul talked about in that passage we've been looking at is that this has been made known to all the nations. The apostles were told, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation," Mark 16:15. Paul told these brethren that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Peter declared that God would welcome people from every nation if they would fear him and do what is right, Acts 10:34 and 35. No one is left out. However, we must all follow God according to the same standard, which is his word. As God was able to establish the saints in Rome through his word, he is also able to establish us today through his word. And as long as this earth stands, he'll be able to establish other people through his word. So we need to be diligent to study, learn, practice his word so that we can be established today. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about the question, is divine revelation ongoing today? Until then, I hope you have a great week.